From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Wednesday, July 11th. The National Weather Service issued multiple flash flood warnings through midday in Washington, Allegheny, Westmoreland, and Beaver counties, with as much as 2 inches of rain falling in some areas and another 2 inches possible. Drainage has been a problem on major roadways like the Parkway North and Route 28. PennDOT District 11 Executive Cheryl Moon Sirianni tells KDKA Radio.
We are working on some of the median drainages. That what's happening is the high waters cause the debris to clog the inlets, and we're trying to get out and unclog the inlets as fast as we can.
One of the hardest hit areas is in Aspinwall along Freeport Road. KDKA Radio's Joe DeStio is there.
Freeport Road here in front of St. Margaret is just a sea of brown water and mud. It is a quagmire that's making it hard for staff and patients to even get into the hospital. Dan from McCandless says he left home early to get here for his surgery.
Yeah, I'm scheduled to be in there at 10 o'clock.
And what trouble did you run into today?
The exit's closed on 28. We left early. We get around the road. It's a pain in the ass. But we knew that was coming, Joe.
Next to that, I guess the surgery is going to be a breeze. More heavy rain has been falling over the past hour. It doesn't appear this stretch of Freeport will reopen anytime soon. Outside St. Margaret, Joe DeStio, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Lee Hendricks with the National Weather Service tells KDKA Radio's Lynn Hayes Freeland, 2019 has been a very wet year. Much like 2018.
We've had so far since January 1st, 27.71 inches of rain. Normal would be 20.68, so we're over 7 inches above normal. Last year at this time, we were up to 29.35 inches.
The man accused of fatally stabbing an 8-year-old boy in Newcastle after a domestic dispute with the boy's mother is headed back to Pennsylvania today. 43-year-old Keith Burley waived extradition at a hearing in Youngstown, Ohio. He was arrested there Tuesday, now facing several felony charges, including homicide and kidnapping. Burley was paroled in March after serving nearly 20 years in prison for homicide. President Trump holding a news conference today. CBS News has learned Mr. Trump will announce he's taking executive action to ask people whether they're U.S. citizens during the 2020 census. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.